America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, by WGRZ Channel 2, Nike, Pepsi, by Town BMW, and by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of UB Football Insider here on a beautiful Monday evening and afternoon here in Western New York. My name is Paul Peck. Head coach Lance Leipold will join us momentarily as the Bulls have just wrapped up practice here on a Monday afternoon. We are here to get you ready for the home opener, which comes up on Saturday, a 6 o'clock kickoff against the Colgate Red Raiders. And of course, Stampede Square and all the excitement there gets going with the concert at 4 o'clock from country music star Jana Kramer. So the Bulls are finally home after two games on the road. We will talk about the narrow defeat to the Army Black Knights with Coach Leipold in a couple of minutes. Later on in the show, senior defensive end Damone Harris coming off a career-high performance against Army. He'll join us to talk about the performance of the defense, and we get a chance to get to know a little bit about the Buffalo native Damone Harris. But we start things off here, as of course we come from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We start things off talking a little bit about the Mid-American Conference, and to join me to do that is UB Associate Director of Athletic Communications, Brian Wolf. And once again, Brian, the Mac in the spotlight, thanks to more great NFL players and anybody that watched the Patriots-Chiefs game on Thursday, had to be maybe wondering, boy, that Kareem Hunt guy is pretty good. Well, son of a gun, he's another Mac player.
Yeah, I mean, a guy that we all know has been pretty good for a long time, for 4 years. We've seen Kareem Hunt go and be the player that he is. 77 Mac guys on NFL rosters to start the season. I mean, that's an outstanding number. I mean, all the teams are represented. You know, the Mac was the only league when the NFL counted down their top 100 guys to have two guys in the top five. Khalil Mack was number five. Antonio Brown was number four. You have Ben Roethlisberger, who's just been an outstanding player in the league.
Antonio Brown,
you know,
if you didn't already say that.
Yeah, you know, for a while. And then you had a guy like Julian Edelman, who unfortunately got injured, but, you know, another dynamic player. And it's just another year where you look up and there's another Mac guy that's doing something. Corey Davis, now the latest to that, starting his rookie season. So, you know, regardless of the game that you turn on, there's going to be a Mac guy that is making contributions.
I have a theory, but I want to hear what your theory might be, because I think people, rightly or so, are going, how is it that so many guys from a conference that isn't quote-unquote Power 5 can emerge as some of the best players in the NFL? I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, I think these are some of the hardest workers. You know, these are guys that got overlooked in high school, and they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder that maybe they didn't get recruited by one of the Power 5 conferences, and they want to show that they're just as good, if not better, than some of these guys. So they're going to go into training camp. They're going to work twice as hard. They're going to go hard every rep, and then they're going to bring that into the games on Sundays. And I think that first they did that in college, especially with being in the MAC. You had those games, the midweek games that are on national TV. They know there's scouts in attendance. They know there's scouts watching. When you're the only game that's on that day, there's a lot of eyes on you through NFL front offices, and they show what they can do on those games, and then they get in training camp and they show it even more.
Well, and I think recruiting to a big degree, and certainly the draft, is a size and speed measure. You know, I mean, that's what the NFL drafts. The NFL drafts guys on their size and their speed. And sometimes, as much as they try to quantify everything, they can't always measure heart. And I think your theory is exactly the same thing that I was thinking of. And I think a lot of guys get bypassed. I think Antonio Brown is a classic example of that. He's a little smaller than most NFL teams would like their wide receivers to be. Maybe he's not as fast as they would like them to be, but he is the best receiver in the NFL, and we could argue Julio Jones and AJ Green and Beckham and all the other ones, Dez Bryant, but right now it's hard to argue that Antonio Brown isn't the best receiver in the league. And somewhere along the line, somebody, I don't want to say made a mistake by letting him go to the fifth round where he was drafted, but they didn't measure all those things that you talked about. And I think that's why MAC guys sometimes tend to not go high, and then when they do get that chance, become players that people go, how did everybody miss on these guys?
Yeah, I mean, and Khalil Mack is the number one example on that. You watch him week in, week out. Last year, defensive player of the year. And then people, start to think, how did that guy be in the MAC? How was he at Buffalo? And it's some of the things that you talked about. But he had a chip on his shoulder. He knew when the eyes were going to be watching him. Ohio State, he did it again in those midweek games. Just played his heart out his senior season, broke NCAA records, and then, gets invited to go down to Radio City Music Hall and is the fifth pick in the draft.
And I think Khalil and a lot of these other guys that we talk about, Roethlisberger and Brown and Kareem Hunt, I think sometimes, those guys aren't at the highest level, quote-unquote, of college football, where everything is handed to them, they're baby, they have places they can literally take naps in the athletic facility like they do at Clemson this year. And I think sometimes that builds a little bit of an outer shell on these guys that, they've got to work a little bit harder. They didn't have everything handed. I think there's a lot of players in the NFL, and maybe a few of them that play for the Buffalo Bills, that people wish, why can't they work harder? Why don't they seem to be more determined to be great? And sometimes when you've had everything handed to you all your life and you're a top five recruit and a big time Alabama, LSU, USC guy, you can settle into a little comfort zone.
Yeah, and I think you see that and you're talking about Buffalo Bills, and I know he's not a MAC player, but a guy like Fred Jackson, a guy who played a level even below the Mid-American Conference, had to work for everything he had, and then you saw him take that to the next level, and that's why he was, a fan favorite when he played here with the Bills.
Yeah, speaking with Brian Wolf, he is the Associate Director of Athletic Communications here at the University of Buffalo. This is UB Football Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Head coach Lance Leipold joins us in our next segment to talk about this week's home opener against the Colgate Red Raiders, a 6 o'clock kickoff at UB Stadium. What's jumped out at you, Brian, from the first two games of the season for UB? And again, I know none of us are happy about narrow defeats, but a combined 14 points in defeat against two teams that went to bowl games, I think, is an indication of some of the progress that's being made.
Yeah,
here.
I think it's the big playability. I mean, you've seen it in both games, and it's been different players. Tyree Jackson, obviously, he's had those big plays. He had the 75-yard run against Army. You had Anthony Johnson against Minnesota. You had Antonio Nunn with the big catch, the 48-yard touchdown reception against Army. So you had those big plays on offense. And then on defense, I really like what the defensive line's done. And I know you're going to talk to Damone Harris in a little bit, but Chuck Harris and Justin Brandon and Chris Ford and those guys, they've done a really nice job up front in the first two games. And, I think that that they're only going to get better as the season progresses.
All right, Brian, appreciate the time as always. Good for some insight, and we certainly will talk a little more later on in the show about some of the big wins the MAC had this past weekend. They beat a Big 12 team. They beat a Big 10 team. Talk a little more about that later on in the show and look at the schedule coming up with another lineup of big-time teams on MAC team schedules. But when we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, head coach Lance Leipold joins us to talk about the Army game from this past weekend, preview the Colgate game. We want to encourage you to stop down at Santora's today, pick up your Iron Man football card. Still lots of time to win great prizes when you get the card and you are here to watch NFL games. Of course, one coming up on Thursday and then Sunday. There's two games here tonight, doubleheader on Monday Night Football. So this is the place to come. You've got the big 12-foot screen on the outdoor patio, and at the Santora's location on Millersport Highway, going to be giving away tickets to the Bulls game against Colgate all week long. So the place to come to talk about, watch, and think about football is Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road here on Millersport. They are Buffalo's original pizzeria, and we will return with more of UB Football Insider from Learfield.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com. Get to UB Stadium on Saturday, September 16th, and cheer on the UB football team as they host Colgate University. Kickoff is at 6 p.m., but the excitement starts 3 hours earlier right inside Stampede Square with family fun entertainment and a concert by country music star Janet Kramer. Where else can you see a country concert, thrilling catches, and get a high five from a mascot? For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPoint team. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider. My name is Paul Pack, now joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. The UB football team opens up their home schedule this Saturday, September 16th, when they host the Colgate Red Raiders. And back for its fifth consecutive year is the Tailgate Concert Series. And fans, be sure to arrive early and catch country music star Janet Kramer in concert. Kickoff is slated for 6 o'clock. Janet Kramer will take the stage at Stampede Square at 4. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com. Well, Coach, just off the practice field, Monday is a little bit of a sort of get the guys a little bit of a sweat on kind of practice, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We just kind of started to kind of change our routine a little bit. And what we try to do is balance out our week a little bit more. And so we went out for just under an hour and tried to get some things introduced, kind of like an on-field scouting report so we can balance the week. We kind of fell into it a little bit going into the Minnesota game and really really liked the way our players had responded. Our players liked it, so we gave her a shot. Got a beautiful day today.
Coaches and players are products of routine, so is it hard to sometimes change the routine, even if you look at it and say, oh, this is better, but it's not what we always do?
Yeah, Brian Borland said he doesn't remember the last time he went out on a Monday in a seven-day turnaround in over 20 years.
Wow.
So he's, so sometimes, you know, it's you got to teach an old dog a new trick every now and then. But, you know, some people do it. Some people do it on Sunday, and it's kind of a good way to, even when guys are sore from the game and things, to kind of loosen up. But what we try to do is looking at our body of work and what we've done, where we can get our Tuesday, Wednesdays, get our work done, but try to get it done in a little bit shorter time.
Well, as you were here, I know you walked in and you heard me talking a little bit with Brian Wolf about the first two games, and while I wasn't looking at you, I'm sure you were cringing, because you always cringe at me when I talk about positives in losses, because I know you losses are losses, and that's pretty much where things stop for you. But you know, what are the positives that you have seen, and are and talk about a little bit of some of the things that you've seen from your team through the first two games.
Well, like I said, I'm not big on moral victories. I asked our guys today, I know we're in hockey country, I think we would have got a point or two or something for this last game or something, but obviously we don't get that, and that's the bottom line. You know, the biggest positives is really the, you know, we're lining up and playing with people, and you know it's a noticeable difference in our eyes, I think our players' eyes, and then of course you hear from people after the game that the way we're playing. I think one thing that, you know, was lacking was explosiveness in generating big plays, especially a year ago, and probably even some the year before that. And to see a 75-yard run by a quarterback, and to see, you know, two different receivers now in two consecutive weeks, you know, run past the secondary for big plays. Those are things that we didn't do a lot of, and that's encouraging. Now, up two scores and having the ball, and turning it over and things like that are things that are costing us the opportunity to be talking about a win today.
I want to ask you briefly about that moment, and it was a key moment in the game. In the second quarter, you get a bad punt from Army. You get a drive start at the 32. You were going for it all there, right? It was going to be a flea flicker.
Yeah.
I want everybody to understand a little bit of how you were thinking, and that was a we can put this game away kind of moment.
Yeah, you know, again, we said again, besides maybe our lack of explosiveness in the past, I think because of that, we weren't overly aggressive, and you know, we're going to be aggressive, and that's going to be our mindset this year and how we're going to go about it. And you know, so we're going to take a shot again at them and have a chance to be up three scores, and three scores to a team that is, you know, going to run the ball 95% of the time, and hopefully get them a little more out of their game plan, even though a second quarter would really have them on their heels. The exchange between Tyree and Emmanuel Reed was not smooth, and then they got some penetration, and you know, we turned the ball over.
Speaking of Tyree Jackson, you mentioned the big plays. He's the common denominator in the 52-yarder to Anthony Johnson, the 48-yard touchdown to Antonio Nunn, and obviously his 75-yard touchdown run. I after the game, I asked Tyree, had you ever run that far in a football game before? And his response was, not at 240 pounds, I haven't. you know, take me through some of those plays and the design and obviously the execution.
Well, you know, that was quarterback draw. You know, we ran similar plays in the first quarter. Again, I think when we continue to feel better about what we're doing and trusting what we're doing, and it gets better each and every week, but sometimes in the course of a game we lose track of it as well, Paul. And you know, there are a couple runs early, especially inside the 10 in the first series of the game, where his patience wasn't where it needed to be, kind of rushes it, things don't develop, they don't declare rush lanes, and the seams aren't there. Next time around, he took his time, he let it declare, let some people get up the field, and, you know, he found a seam. He got a great block by Jamal Island on the third level that really kind of helped spring it the whole way.
Were you worried he wasn't going to get there?
Well, I was just happy he was going. It looked like it. You know, obviously he's told us how fast he is lately and stuff from his spring. And if he didn't, I know there have been a lot of people. So,
Having to face your teammates if you don't finish that runoff.
Well, he also was smart enough to kind of change the angles of pursuit on some of those guys that were catching him. But it was a heck of a play. And, again, it's 75 yards from the line of scrimmage. He probably ran 90. So it was a heck of a play.
It was. Maybe a signature play for Tyree Jackson as he continues to develop in his career. When we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill with head coach Lance Leipold, we will talk about some of the guys that have been stars on defense through the first two games of the season, and we will get into our Town BMW scouting report on this week's opponent, the Colgate Red Raiders. It's the home opener for the Bulls. It's Saturday at 6 o'clock at UB Stadium. More with Coach Leipold. You are listening to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPointTeam. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria, as we continue with UB Football Insider. My name is Voice of Bulls Football, Paul Peck, joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. And, of course, you're listening to us on ESPN 1520 in Western New York, but you can also watch the show on our Facebook Live feed, and you can also comment through the Facebook Live feed, and we've got one of those for you, Coach. Ted Araujo had a question for you, and the question from Ted was, have you seen a reduction in the number of viable recruits because less kids may be playing football, not just here in New York State, but all over the country, because of the concerns about concussions and some of the other things?
Well, I think that's an excellent question by Ted, and appreciate him asking. I think, you know, as a staff, we even looked at it as we're in our third year. We felt this was a strong year in Western New York for recruits that we felt that could help our program, and we continue to recruit it hard, and we feel really good about it. So I can't say that. I know numbers right now are showing that there's a decrease in, like, the National Football Foundation, other thing, are putting out numbers and showing the benefits yet of playing football and the safety that's going on with it. You know, and it's the game's a little bit under attack, to be mm-hmm. quite honest, but we have to look at it, and there's a lot of good things that are happening. But yet, and I think where this may be a 10-year from now thing, in my estimation, because there's still more and more smaller colleges adding the sport of football.
True.
So we have more college football programs now across the country than ever before.
Yeah, and even teams that are moving up to Division 1A to the FBS level, and we've seen that, and you're going to see that in the coming years when you take on a Liberty team coached by former Bulls coach Turner Gill. They had a big win over mm-hmm. Baylor, but they're just moving up to the FBS level as well, too. So, all right, a couple of quick questions for you, Coach, about some of the players that have really been standouts for your team through the first two games. And I think we can start on the defense, because your defense has been outstanding, number one in the MAC in pass defense, number four in scoring defense. Your defensive line has played very well, and they'll never be tested as hard as they were against an Army Black Knight team that runs the triple option. So Harris, the Harris brothers, although they're not brothers, at defensive end, but Justin Brandon and Chris Ford at defensive tackle, and Miles Nicholas and some of the other kids that are seeing time. What's been the emergence of the defensive line?
Well, you know, you mentioned the names, and I think just the amount of playing time, repetition, understanding, you know, the transition that we went under the first 2 years from a three-man front to the four-man front. And you look at those two big bodies in the middle with Chris Ford and Justin Brandon. They're playing excellent football, playing with a lot of confidence. And that's kind of where it's starting. And then the two defensive ends, as you said, have played well. And then I know we want to talk about the linebackers, but one of the reasons why they have so many tackles is because those guys up front are holding people up and maintaining gaps and things that we struggled with a little bit last year. Now, schematically, things are going to change here in the next few weeks of what we're going to be up against, and some of those things that, you know, we need improvement on are going to happen. But right now, very pleased way the front seven's playing.
Did they just deliver you a giant-looking stromboli or a calzone?
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
Right. I won't even say what, you know, Mr. Boone Enser said about my calzone, but I'm really excited.
I am
about
jealous.
This.
So
how much time do we have in this segment?
Not very much longer, so you can eat soon. That's why you need to be here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit to have awesome food like that. You mentioned the linebackers. Khalil Hodge, number one in the country in tackles, coming off another outstanding performance. Obviously, he leads the MAC as well, too. His linebacker buddy, Jarrett Franklin, tied for second in the MAC in tackles. Those guys, because of the way, as you said, your defensive line is playing, they're free to roam around and hit a lot of guys, tackling has been so much better this year as well, too.
Yes, I think we've talked about that before and after games and things. I want to knock on wood on that right now. We're staying fairly healthy up front. We're tackling well. And again, with the two programs that we went up against in these 2 weeks, you would be concerned. And again, much like Ted's question, when you talk about certain things in football that you're concerned about health and staying healthy all the time and your practice plans and how much live hitting and tackling you're doing, for us to tackle as well as we have right now is a really credit to our players and our defensive coaches.
And the last guy I want you to talk about briefly, because he's been outstanding through 2 weeks, and you even asked him to play a little bit of a different position this past week against Army, is Cam Lewis.
Yeah, Cam is, is an outstanding player, one of the key components to our defense. The last 2 years against Army, we moved him to safety just to get him involved more, because a lot of times, as a receiver or as a corner guard in the receiver, you'll be out there, you know, being stock blocked all day and cut a few times. We want to get him in the middle where he can see things and run to it, and I thought he did a fine job again.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this week's opponent. Is part of our Town BMW Keys to the Game. Town BMW is the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We love our town. It's the Colgate Red Raiders coming to town for UB's home opener, a 6 o'clock kickoff at UB Stadium on Saturday. From the FCS, of course, from the Central New York area, Colgate has played two ranked FCS teams already. They were ranked a week ago. They're still on the brink of the top 25 now. So you are seeing a pretty pretty solid, well-coached, well-executing FCS team. What do we know about the Red Raiders?
Well, I think you hit a lot of good points. Is that in the what they call the 0 week now in the schedule model of NCAA football, they went out to Cal Poly all the way across to California and beat a ranked team on the road. Says a lot about them coming out of the gate. Very multiple offensively. I'm going to play with three receivers majority of the time. They've played two quarterbacks in Saturday's game, one senior, one freshman. They have an outstanding defensive end who's preseason All-American. I think he led the nation in FCS in tackles for a loss. His list is one of the top five FCS NFL prospects for the upcoming draft, and he missed this last week's game. So what he'll be, I think he'll be there for this game, and so it's going to be a big test. We know last year when we opened with Albany and came up short that these games are highly motivated for the FCS opponent, and the gap is never exactly what it seems. You see South Dakota beating Bowling Green.
Right.
Howard was a 45-point underdog to UNLV. Anytime anybody can line up against you, and we're going to need to play good football.
Much as we talked about with your team finding inspiration and playing at Minnesota against a Big Ten team, it's the same thing the other way around.
It's a great way to put it. You know, it's a chance for them, much like if I heard Wolfie talking about players in our league maybe feeling they were overlooked by a Power 5. I'm sure players that sometimes end up maybe at an FCS school for various reasons, and they feel it's an opportunity that they show that they can play FBS football.
Well, I want to follow up with you on that because we did talk in our first segment about, you know, every week there's another MAC alum in the headlines of the NFL, and this week it was Kareem Hunt sending an NFL record for most yards from scrimmage in a debut game as he just helped the Chiefs blow away the Patriots there. Give me your theory behind the fact that among the best players in all of the NFL are Mid-American Conference guys, Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Khalil Mack, Corey Davis was a top five pick, three top five picks in the last 5 years. Now that you've got a good handle on what the Mack is all about, I want your theory on this.
Well, I think it goes all across the country for various reasons. I heard you say it might be development at a time. There's certain times where positions fill up and evaluations at a school that somebody may be left out. And then there's times where when you're going to play in this conference, you may get on the field sooner and you may have a chance to, maybe stay healthier. Maybe you're going to play against certain people and do things. And as you progress through it, you're still playing at a high level. But then you get a chance to show it. So there's a lot of things that can happen and why people end up at certain schools the way they do. And if you touch Mike Calzone, Damone Harris, I'm sorry.
He's thinking about it. I know he is.
There's a lot of reasons. But if you look at an NFL roster and you really look sometimes at how many come from non-power fives, it's pretty impressive.
Is that ever conversations that you have with players or recruits that is that something that you can use as a bit of a selling point sometimes for coming to play at Buffalo or any other Mid-American school?
Absolutely. I think you always sell opportunity, and then that's what we've always wanted to do is opportunity, a chance to compete, and depending on one situation, a chance to get on the field early. You know, we mentioned just in as we were talking about our defensive line before Damone walked in, we talked about Justin Brandon and Chuck Harris. And we also talked about Cam Lewis. Those are three guys in our first year that had to play as true freshmen and got on the field and played a lot of football.
All right. And then finally, as we wrap things up with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, you're finally back home. And I know that feels good and feels comfortable. And you get your fans and you get the atmosphere of Stampede Square. Give everybody a feel for what they can expect or what you're hoping for here Saturday.
Well, you know, we want a great and need a great crowd. You know, we want to have that. It starts out at Stampede Square. I know our players have. As we started this interview with how they came out again and today to ready to work hard for their first victory, get there we want to have it. Looks like it's going to be a great week weather-wise, and this group is going to be excited, and they want to do well for their hometown.
All right, Coach, good luck this weekend. It's the home opener for the Bulls against the Colgate Red Raiders, a 6 o'clock kickoff with the Stampede Square activities opening 3 hours before, and the concert from country music star Janet Kramer beginning at 4 o'clock. And we want to remind Bulls fans to skip the lines and go mobile. Get the most flexible ticket option for UB fans. You choose the number of tickets, the date, and the event. For more information, visit ubbulls.com/mobilepass. Much more to come on UB Football Insider. Bulls senior defensive end Damone Harris, the Buffalo, New York native, will join us when we continue from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. This is UB Football Insider from Learfield.
This is Buffalo's home for ESPN Radio, 1520 AM, WWKB Buffalo.
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to bullsblueandwhite.com for more information.
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at A-Turf.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hi, I'm Tomer Dobrosavage, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. And Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill is your ticket hub for the UB Bulls, and the Buffalo Bills. UB Bulls ticket giveaways at Santora's at the Millersport location all week long for the Bulls' first home game, which comes up Saturday against Colgate at UB Stadium, a 6 o'clock kickoff. Well, we are happy to welcome in one of the good guys, one of the captains, one of the leaders of the UB Bulls defense and the entire Bulls team, senior defensive end Damone Harris. Coach was a little worried about you grabbing that calzone there, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I saw him pick it up, so it looked really, really, really delicious. I thought I'd get one too.
All right, well, there you go. Good call. Hey, Damone, before we talk a little bit about the football part of your life, which I know is a big part of your life, I want everybody to get to know a little bit about who you are. And it always seems when one of your teammates sits here next to me, my first question is always, tell me about your hometown.
Right.
I don't know that you necessarily need to do that because you are from Buffalo, but that doesn't mean we don't need to know where in Buffalo and what your sort of Buffalo life is all about.
Right. Well, I'm from Buffalo, as you all know. I grew up on the east side, like on East Ferry, around East Ferry and Grider, East Ferry Projects. I went to Bishop Tyman St. Jude High School, and I'm a real Buffalo guy, you know.
Yeah.
I love the city.
That is true. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Tyman thing. What was it that prompted you to want to go there? And obviously, you know, everybody who's from this town sort of knows the rivalries that exist amongst the private Catholic schools, Canisius and Joe's and Tyman and St. Francis and the rest of them. But what led you to go to Tyman?
I mean, I think I played AAU basketball team for this team called ASYBF. And I had a coach on that staff that just directed me. He had some connections at Tyman, and they just kind of linked up. And I ended up going there, and I ended up loving it. You know, I love everything about Tyman. I wouldn't trade that experience for anything.
What was the private school experience? That was something that you embraced?
Right. Yeah, it was something completely different for me. You know, I live pretty far from Tyman, so I had to catch like 3 buses every morning to get to school. So, I mean, it was a challenge at first, but, you know, those guys over at Tyman welcomed me, and I was just like family to them, so it was a great experience.
And now, what's it like for you to have your ex-teammate Joe Licata as the head football coach at Tyman? Have you had a chance to talk a little bit? I know you and guys are both busy with your seasons, but have you talked to Joe a little bit about what it means to be wearing the green and gold?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to Joe. I mean, I actually visited him like probably two days after he got the job, and we just talked. And, you know, I mean, once I'm done probably playing football, I'll go and help him out in Tyman as much as I can. And it's kind of funny because I joke with him because I'm like, that was my job. You got my job. I was going to get that job if I was a couple years a couple years down the line. I mean, maybe that would have been a great job for me to have. But, I mean, I'm excited for Joe, and I'm glad, if anybody, that he's the new athletic director at Tyman.
Is coaching something that you can see yourself? Is that something that's in your future that you'd like to do, hopefully there, but maybe somewhere else as well?
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I think I got to build up some patience because, you know, I always – I feel like if I'm not doing something, I mean, like, you know, you just want to jump in and do it yourself. But, like, coaching is a whole different aspect. So I think coaching is you can be a good player, but you can not be a so good coach. I mean, vice versa. But, I mean, it takes a special kind of person to be a coach. You know?
All right, so you graduate from Tyman, and then you've got a decision to make about where you want to be able to go play football. And ultimately, the decision was to come to UB as a walk-on. Take me through that. And that's always a big decision to have to make. No guarantees, and the odds are always going to be long for a walk-on.
Right. Well, my senior year, I just started playing football my junior year. So I wasn't that good coming out. I was primarily a basketball player. But came out my junior year under head coach Charlie Comerford, and, you know, just gave it a shot. And I didn't play really at all my junior year until probably the last 2 games. I started my junior year at the end. I think we played St. Francis. That's when they had Akil Lynch, and then we played St. Joe's when they had Chad Kelly. And then that following year, I got the start, but unfortunately I got hurt. I like had a really bad sprained ankle, ended up missing about 4 or 5 games, so that really hurt some of my opportunities. But I mean, when I got the opportunity to play at UB, you know, I couldn't refuse it, couldn't turn it down, you know. So it's a blessing, you know. I'm glad it worked out the way it did, and I'm glad to be where I'm at today.
How proud are you of yourself that you come as a walk-on with very little guaranteed, and you get to the point where not only are you playing, but you then earn a scholarship, and now you're a starter and a captain.
Right. I mean, that's just a testament to hard work and dedication. You know, when you say all those things, I don't even think about it. I just think about the day-to-day process, and, you know, the day-to-day process of me getting better, I mean, it's led to those things. But, you know, we got a lot of unfinished business. I feel like I also have a lot of unfinished business. And these last 10 games, these last 10 opportunities, take full advantage of that, you know, and really represent the city well.
How about being a captain? How important is that to you? And what responsibility is there for you to be one of the captains with the other 4 guys?
Right, but just like you said, it's a responsibility. It's not an accolade. And I take great pride in leading this team. You know, my guys look to me. to lead them from the front, not from the back. You know, just being stepping in and being more of a vocal leader this year was something I took upon my shoulders. And, I mean, it's an honor. You know, it's an honor to lead those guys. And I just want to be able to become the leader. You know, I think I'm heading the right direction, but I want to become the leader that they're proud to call me their captain.
All right, more with Bulls senior defensive end Damone Harris when we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. We'll get into some of the X's and O's with Damone, in particular about a defensive line and front seven that has played very well through the first two games of the season. We are at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. You got to come out here and check out the 12-foot screen on the outdoor patio. Two Monday night games tonight, so this is the place to come. Get your Iron Man card stamped. Be eligible for all the giveaways that come with that. So Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill is the place to be. Damone's going to stick around. More with him. This is UB Football Insider from Learfield.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Get to UB Stadium on Saturday, September 16th, and cheer on the UB football team as they host Colgate University. Kickoff is at 6 p.m., but the excitement starts 3 hours earlier right inside Stampede Square with family fun entertainment and a concert by country music star Janet Kramer. Where else can you see a country concert, thrilling catches, and get a high five from a mascot? For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach.
Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPoint team. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Look at that mouth, that poor, parched mouth. What'd you eat for lunch, chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables are dry heaves? Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah. You know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
UB basketball fans, season ticket renewals have hit the mail and are due September 25th. Looking to get in on the excitement that is UB basketball. New season tickets are available for sale as well. To renew or to order, call the UB ticket office at 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. Now, you mentioned you were a basketball player primarily in high school.
Yes, sir.
An informal poll of some of your teammates is telling me that Anthony Johnson has been declared as the best basketball playing football Bull. You feel like you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who told you that, but I mean, I think
about four of your teammates.
He's pretty athletic. He's pretty athletic. I'll give AJ. You know, he might be the best basketball player.
Right. Still hoop it up. You still like to hoop it up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, a little workout in. Play basketball is my first love. So you know, I love playing the game.
All right, we're speaking with Bulls defensive end, senior captain Damone Harris. Damone, let's talk a little bit about the performance in the first two games of the season.
Right.
Not to where you want it to be because you haven't won games,
right,
but the defensive line has jumped out as maybe one of the most improved areas on the team. My question to you is why?
I mean, we, like I said, I think I said before at Media Day, we took it personally this year coming into camp, you know, that we weren't good last year against the run. And, you know, we still have some areas to improve on, even though, you know, the result isn't what it is right now. But, you know, we're still working and we still have to, you know, tune up some things. But I think guys like, you know, Justin Brandon, these first two games really jumped off, you know, as a really good starter for us. You know, and he's stepping into that role. Charles Harris, his first year starting, I think he's doing great things. You got Chris Ford, you know, and then myself. You know, I'm just trying to lead those guys, lead that group. But, I mean, they're stepping in, they're making plays, you know, and I couldn't be more proud of them right now.
You're coming off a personal career high of 9 tackles in the game against Army on
right.
Saturday. Army is such a unique animal as an offense to stop.
Right.
What was the challenge for you guys? How difficult was it? And, you know, and as the game went on, they didn't do anything special, but
right.
it just got them down the field. That had to be frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a discipline game. Army's a discipline game. You know, they count on you not, you know, like me. Like, for example, my job is squeezing down the offensive tackle and squeezing to the dive. So they count on me one play not doing that and, you know, hopefully bust a big run. But, you know, just, yeah, down the stretch, I mean, not the result we wanted, but I think my guys play hard, the defensive line play hard. And, you know, next, you know, we just got to improve on little things.
Right. We mentioned a little earlier in the show, Khalil Hodge leads the nation in tackles.
Right.
Jarrett Franklin's in the top 3 in the MAC in tackles.
Right.
When you guys are doing your job right, they get the glory a little bit, isn't
right,
it?
Exactly. I mean, I think our defense is tailored for our linebackers to shine, you know. And, I mean, Khalil's doing a great job. You know, I couldn't be more proud of that guy, you know. Last week versus Minnesota with 20 tackles, that's unbelievable. You know, but, I mean, you also got to give props to the defensive line. You got to give props to Chris Ford and Justin Brandon for keeping those guards and centers off of Khalil so he's able to make those plays. So, I think it's all one collective unit. So, when Khalil shines, we all shine. You know, it's a team sport.
I'm sure you'll tell me that the positives are what you need to see. You need to see what you've seen from your defense as a whole the first 2 weeks. And as you, if you continue to see it, then the results will start to change. But
right.
as a captain, have you had any discussions with the guys on your defense or your line or anything about trying to not let the guys get a little down, that the results ultimately haven't been there through the first 2 weeks?
Right. You know, we just got to keep our composure. And, you know, we know that we're an improved team from last year. And, you know, just you can see it on film. If you watch the film, anybody that watches real football, you know, watches game film, you can see the difference of us on film from a year ago. So, I mean, the result is not what we want at this point. But, like I said, we're going to keep working. And I couldn't be more proud of the effort and the effort that the defense is putting forward. And eventually it'll pay off in the win column.
How excited are you to finally be home this Saturday?
Right. I mean, it's so excited. You know, not traveling. So an extra day to be home and just relax. And, you know, have all my home fans, my family come to the game. A lot of people just contacted me for tickets. So it's going to be a great feeling seeing the family and everything. And I couldn't be more excited.
All right. Santoris has delivered your calzone.
Finally.
So without
Finally.
Any further ado, we're going to end this segment
right.
and let you eat your calzone.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Good
that.
Luck in practice this week and
right.
Good luck on Saturday at the home opener.
Thank you.
Damone Harris is the Bulls senior starting defensive end and one of the Bulls captains. And he is ready to go for the home opener this Saturday against the Colgate Red Raiders. A 6 o'clock kickoff at UB Stadium. Stampede Square opens 3 hours before kickoff, and Janet Kramer takes the concert stage at Stampede Square at 4 o'clock. When we come back, we will wrap up this week's edition of UB Football Insider. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Get to UB Stadium Saturday, September 16th, when UB football hosts Colgate University. Kickoff is at 6 p.m., but the excitement starts 3 hours earlier, including a tailgate concert by country music star Janet Kramer. For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
The Hyatt Regency in downtown Buffalo is the perfect place for your parents to stay when they come to visit you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo is located within walking distance to over 50 restaurants and clubs and has great amenities like a 24-hour fitness center, free Wi-Fi, and a full-service spa on property. It's perfect for your parents and just far enough away from UB to eliminate those unannounced morning drop-ins on you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
Buffalo sports fans, skip the line and go mobile. UB Athletics is rolling out a brand new ticketing option, and it's the most flexible way to see the Bulls in action. Good for football, basketball, wrestling, and more. For details, visit mobilepass.com or call 877-UB-THERE.
So here we go. We start the second quarter with a big play for the Bulls. It's third and from their own 25-yard line, down 7-3, and need to get a first down. Quarterback draw. Tyree going to have the first down. Running up the middle. Breaks the tackle at the 35 at the 40. There he goes. 40-yard line. 30-yard line. Running out of gas at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. Bullseye! It's a Tyree Jackson 75-yard touchdown!
Fire the cannons!
Well, they didn't fire the cannons as Scott Wilson was hoping for, but we did see a record-setting touchdown run from Tyree Jackson in the game on Saturday. Welcome back to UB Football Insider. My name is Paul Peck, now joined by Bulls Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller. It was a record-setter, John, huh?
Yeah, longest run by a quarterback, UB quarterback, and at least the FBS era. I've gone back as far as the early 90s even and can't find a quarterback that's run had a longer run than Tyree's 75-yarder against Army. The previous longest run, if you remember, was Chaz Anderson to Tennessee.
Right up the middle, right?
Yep, 68-yarder up the middle.
Yeah.
And then if you go back a little bit further, Cliff Scott in 1991 had a 70-yarder against Duquesne, but nothing like Tyree's 75-yarder. He's such an amazing player. You see what he can do with his arm. He's so strong, how far he can throw the ball. But to be able to add that dimension of being able to run the ball, it just makes him such an exciting player.
I felt a little bad that I even bothered to mention that it looked like he was running out of steam at the end of the run. But he really was.
Yeah.
And then when I asked him about it, I said, were you running out of steam? He goes, yeah. He goes, but I didn't want to have to answer to any of my teammates if I didn't get there.
Well, he was smart. He kind of started a little zigzag around the 20-yard line. And it was a veteran running back move there by a quarterback.
Always nice to see 240-pound quarterbacks. Yeah. Not to know how to zigzag.
Right.
Well, speaking of statistics and notable accomplishments, you got a national leader on the Bulls team as well, too.
Yeah, Khalil Hodge is our leads the nation in tackles after 11 tackles at Army on Saturday, and his record-setting 20 tackles against Minnesota in the opener. So he's averaging 15.5 tackles per game, which leads the nation. So not a big surprise considering what he did last year with 126 tackles. So he's kind of picking up where he left off.
Right, and we always like to talk with John in this part of the show just a little bit about what's going on in the MAC. And in the first segment, we talked with Brian Wolf about some of the NFL guys that have been shining. But again, another good weekend of the MAC play where they beat a Big Ten team as Eastern Michigan tops Rutgers. And then you've got a win over Kansas to beat a Big 12 team. Central Michigan beat them. Every week that's part of the headline in the Mid-American Conference.
I'm starting to wonder how much longer these teams are going to want to play schools for the MAC. I mean, honestly, every year it happens. It's not just one. It's multiple teams from our conference are going to Power Fives. And knocking them off. I mean, Central Michigan didn't just win by a field goal. I mean, they blew out Kansas 45-27. And then,
yeah, you know, and guess what? Kansas plays Ohio this week.
Yeah, at Ohio too. So have fun with that. You know, and I think, yeah, it's going to be another interesting year for the Bull or for the Mac.
Couple of games jump out at you. Nebraska hosting Northern Illinois. You know, again, another big time game. I'm looking at the rest of the schedule and seeing Bowling Green at Northwestern, and then you've got Miami hosting Cincinnati in their annual rivalry game. So, you know, what Mac schools are doing is elevating their schedule to play these teams, and then all of a sudden the next step is figuring out how ways to beat them as well.
Yeah,
too.
And look how close we are here at UB. I mean, we got Minnesota in the first game of the season and really had them on the ropes. They had to kick a late field goal to kind of pull away. But, you feel like, you know, UB is getting closer and closer in those games as well. And you got to hope one of these years that we get to be that team that knocks off, you know, a Power 5 opponent.
Yeah, and the game that I'm interested in this week is Tulsa at Toledo. Tulsa's always been a very good team. They've been a bowl team. Toledo's off to a 2-0 start. I think Toledo has a chance to be that, maybe that next Western Michigan if they can beat Miami of Florida next week.
Yeah, no question about it. And I would think, you know, whoever, I'm not sure who the maintenance guy is at Toledo, but you might want to make sure that all the bulbs are in that scoreboard. Pretty high-scoring affair at the Glass Bowl.
You bet. John Fuller, so Assistant Athletic Director of Communications at UB. We thank him for joining us. We thank you for joining us on this edition of UB Football Insider. Bulls are home Saturday against Colgate at 6 o'clock. You've been listening to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, New Era Cap, by WGRZ Channel 2, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.